direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So grateful you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, and one of my favorite sections in the Bible to study are the Psalms. The Psalms are very comforting because they speak to the very real experiences of people who have gone before us, Christians, believers who have gone before us and faced the real trials, the real hardships, the sufferings, the bodies of death, all of these things, these realities of life. And they are open, they are honest, they describe what they are feeling, they cry out to the Lord, they give us a perspective in life and in death about how to approach hardship, trial, affliction. Psalm 71 is one of those kind of psalms. I really don't know what it's like to have all my strength taken away physically. This psalm is about a dying man. This psalm is about a man who at the end of his life knows that his time is short. He has been told that the time is short, and he's reflecting about life. He's thinking about life. It's the great trial that he has dreaded coming his whole life, and here it is standing before him. He is facing death. He is staring death in the face. As I think about this psalm, Psalm 71, right now I'm a healthy and a vigorous 34-year-old. My body really still is my slave. It does what I want it to do. There are signs, though, that this is changing. I can feel a stage coming upon me when my body will be my advisor. In other words, it will no longer be a slave, but limitations will come. The thing that I dread the most is when my body will become a tyrant. It's something to think about. I'm sure for listeners today, all of these three stages are represented in those who hear. This is the difficulty where in the final stage of life, the body becomes a sort of tyrant. That's what's painful, to see sickness and death and frailty and weakness of somebody who at one point in their life was so strong, so powerful, so full of life, so energetic, so successful. You know, you see people who were just now a mere shadow of what they once were in the care centers after a long life of success. You know, I've seen everything in the ministry. I've seen everything. If the Christian is going to accept what the Bible says about death, you can't consider a psalm like this, and you can't look at people who are dying and the body wasting away and just chalk that up as something that is natural. Oh, I know that we try to cover everything up today with flowers and nice coffins and make everything look great. We play sweet music in the background and everyone looks fine. But if we're going to be honest, death is an affront. Death is an obscenity. Death is an enemy. The disintegration of our bodies is something horrible. To be lifeless is something quite unnatural. The whole reality is something imposed by God Himself upon us as a punishment for our sin and rebellion against Him as the maker of heaven and earth. That's the tragic reality. So because of this, we enter this life, and it's a slow process of decreation. That's what death is. Death is decreation, working within us until the reality is from dust you were taken to dust you shall return. Nothing is stopping that. In some, this happens a lot quicker. I've seen the death of infants. I've seen the death of those who are in their 20s. Seen the death of 90-year-olds. In some it's quicker, in some it's much slower. Our society, however, is in denial of this. That's the reality of living in the West today. In other cultures, old age was looked upon at one time as a sign of wisdom. Elderly people were respected, you know, they were honored. They wanted to be, people wanted to listen to them, to glean that wisdom. Today, that is not true. In the West, we are a youth culture. Everything is centered today on youth and on beauty. And we have every method today under the sun that people are searching for to retain a youthful, vibrant look. Surgeries and cosmetic surgeries and just the sheer number of things that can be done. People investing so much money to keep their bodies looking young. The fact is, as much as we want to be in denial of it, one day people will be sitting at your funeral. You can't stop death. In fact, Jesus told that little story of a man who wanted to stop death and built up his barns, and he stored up his goods for years, and his soul said to him, "Soul, eat and drink and be merry. You've got it all. Your bank accounts are full." And Jesus said, "You fool. This night, your soul will be required of you. Then whose will all these things be?" If this is the reality that we face, that death is coming and none of us can stop it, if that's the case, I want to understand how the aged saints of old who have already been through it dealt with this enemy. Don't you? Anyone who knows a godly saint who has died in the Lord, even though outwardly frailty is what characterized them, they were wasting away. One thing that will be testified, one thing that people will know, is that inwardly they are strong. Those whose outward man is dying, but whose inward man is being renewed day by day, there is a strength that is not natural to human existence and experience. It's a confidence, it's a hope, it's an assurance, it's a belief that there is something better to come. But I want to know how you get there. One of the Psalms that speaks a lot about this is Psalm 71. As I go through this Psalm with you this week, I want you to think about why this Psalm has meant so much to those who have gone before us. So much of those who were godly, who trusted the promises of the gospel and had, even in the face of impending death, as that enemy stared them in the face, they had a real lasting peace and joy in this life. Psalm 71 is a psalm of deep reflection about life. What makes this psalm so powerful as we consider it is that it is the death of a saint who years ago was honest about what he was experiencing, telling us how he approached it. And it's showing us the life of someone who, in the past, at the very end of his long life, recounted everything that he experienced. He explains to us what he's feeling, what his struggles were, and where his strength was found. Staring death in the face, all of his strength outwardly in the body was taken away. That's where he is. That's the setting of this psalm. They say that before you die, you go through kind of a slideshow in your mind of your life, flashing through your mind everything that you ever did, all of your experiences, all of your trials, all of your choices, all of the bad things you've done. In this psalm, this dying saint is recalling his life. There are struggles as he remembers those things that were a burden to him when he was younger. He's recalling many of the sorrows that he faced throughout the course of his life. And now at the end, all of his physical strength is taken from him. He is now facing the greatest enemy of all, and that is death. What do you do at this moment, dear listener? What do you have at this moment? And since this is what is coming for you, what should it mean for you in the present, since you still live and your heart beats? As you hear this, think about it. God put a ticker in you. That thing will stop. It does not tick forever. What do we learn about life and in death? What did God's people learn before about life and death? That is Psalm 71. This is what we read as we begin to pick up this psalm, open it up, and these are the words we find. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You've given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Do not cast me off in time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. I've put together a few of those snippets from that psalm to give you a sense of what he's going through. Did you hear the plea? There are two things happening to this man. Two things why dying saints treasure this psalm. In verse 9, he asks the Lord for something. Do not cast me off in old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. He asks this twice. In verse 18, he says it again. Why is he asking this? The answer, dear listener, is because this is what the world has done in a society to those who they believe are unuseful. In Christ's day, they didn't have convalescent homes. The sick and the elderly were in the public. They were visual. Today, they're tucked away so that we can't see the bodily infirmities and the sicknesses and the smells and those sort of things. But this was not so in the ancient world. Oh, societies did what they could to remove them from the daily activities of the people, but they were there. They stood in front of you. Though the lepers were outside of the city gates, people still heard their cries. People still heard their begging. I mean, it's just true. An ungrateful country still today leaves its veterans in the street. An ungrateful child takes no care to love and provide for his dying parent. Old age robs us of all the former glory, the outward beauty, and it deprives us of the strength we need to be active and useful in our work and service as members of society. That's exactly, dear listener, what this psalm describes. What people are saying and viewing this man as he is now old, as he is dying, as he is sick, he's describing what he feels. He says, I have become a wonder to many. A wonder? In other words, this was quite a man in his day. He was known and he was powerful. And now what's happening? Think of what he describes. My enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait take counsel, saying, ready? God has forsaken him. He describes the feeling of being alone. As you get older, that's what you experience. Is there any hope? This week, we're going to outline the hope of this psalm. Though he's honest, though this is the struggle of life, he does not lose sight of the fact. In fact, he's strengthened by the promise of the gospel. Today, we don't like to talk about death much, but the reality is, we are all going to die. There is one who has overcome death. Jesus Christ rose triumphant over the grave, and he made a promise that all who believe in him, though they may die, they will live. That body will rise again on the resurrection of the last day. The question, dear listener, is what will you rise to? Jesus says there's two resurrections. There's a resurrection to glory and the resurrection to condemnation. Oh, I pray that you've believed in Jesus so that when your body is raised on that day, you will be received by him into eternal life. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church from the Bible, sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.